Chaos of Brexit. The Majority Carries the Vote. Written by Meverly A. Benjamin. Narrated by Steve Miller. Chapter 1. A Conceit by Maya Angelou. Give me your hand. Make room for me to lead and follow you beyond this rage of poetry. Let others have the privacy of touching words and the loss of love. For me, give me your hand. These are the words of Maya Angelou, and such an inspirational leader we would and should follow. But is that the same for everyone who calls himself or herself a leader and bids us to follow them? Just because people are set as leaders over us, does that always mean that they are the right people to follow? At the time of writing, it is 2019, and the UK's politics are in disarray. We have leaders, there's no doubt about that, but where are they leading us? I am a devout Christian, and I know who leads me, and that is Jesus Christ. But like everyone else in this world, I am subject to laws and to government. But what happens when a government breaks down? What happens when there is confusion all around us, as there is in the UK over Brexit? Families are set against family. Some who agree, and others who feel very strongly that the course the UK is on is a disaster. Every TV program and debate features heated arguments for one side or the other. But in all of that, where is the leadership? And if we don't want to follow, what do we do? History is full of people who have called themselves leaders of their nations, but were cruel and heartless, leaving nothing but misery in their wake. One such person, who has died recently, was Robert Mugabe. The BBC recently reported that Robert Mugabe's nephew says that he died a very bitter man. This was a man who led his country for nearly 40 years, before he became the victim of a coup in 2017. Imagine people you trusted, people that were guarding you, looking after you, turning against you, Leo Mugabe said. He was very bitter, and it dented his legacy, he told the BBC from his uncle's rural home. It was not an easy thing for him to take, he added. I imagine that the people he led felt much the same way. Although Mugabe was initially praised for broadening access to health and education for the black majority in Zimbabwe, he eventually used brutal violence against his political opponents and would go on to preside over Zimbabwe's economic ruin. The end came, and he was removed from office after he fired his deputy, with many fearing he was paving the way for his wife, Grace Mugabe, to follow in his footsteps. In the end, former deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa became president after the army intervened, forcing Mr. Mugabe to step down. The long-serving president's legacy has been the subject of fierce debate since he died, as well as in his lifetime. Mr. Mugabe's death at a hospital in Singapore on Friday followed a long illness. He had been receiving medical care in the city since April 2019. The plan was for his body to be taken to his home village, which was about 80 kilometers, or 50 miles, west of the capital, Harare, for the wake. There has reportedly been disagreement over where Mr. Mugabe will be buried, with some of his relatives wanting him to be buried at his rural homestead in the village of Gautama in Mashonaland, West Province. But government officials have pushed for his burial at a shrine near Harare, where Zimbabweans who are honored and considered heroes for fighting against the white minority rule at the Heroes Acre Shrine just outside of the city are buried. So this is a leader who led a lot of people to premature death. People trusted him. But who was Robert Mugabe? He was born on 21st February 1924 in what was then Southern Rhodesia, a British colony run by its white minority. After criticizing the government of Rhodesia in 1964, he was imprisoned for more than a decade without trial. Once released, he headed to Mozambique, from where he directed guerrilla raids into Rhodesia, but he was also seen as a skilled negotiator. Political agreements to end the crisis resulted in the newly independent Republic of Zimbabwe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?